Good morning. Have you ever considered entering the public ministry? Now, I know what you're thinking. No, I have not been paid to stand up here and try to recruit you or convince you. And I know it might seem kind of out of order because there's no seniors here today. But have you, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, have you considered entering the public ministry? Now, I know college may seem like forever away. It may seem like the furthest thing from your mind being a pastor or a teacher, but I can sympathize with you. Yes, I too was your age once, as older people usually say. I was sitting right there as a high schooler through all those years, and the furthest thing from my mind was wanting to be a pastor. In fact, since my brothers were pastors, that was the last thing that I wanted to do. But obviously, God had different plans, and He changed my mind, and He did that through His Word. And one of those sections of His Word that really made me consider the public ministry was John chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. As He, that is Jesus, went along, He saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked Him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Now, in the verses leading up to our text here, Jesus faced an angry crowd. People that hated Him for saying that He was the true, eternal, "I am Jehovah God." They were so infuriated that they had picked up stones and were about to stone Him. Jesus had to hide Himself to get away undetected. But we can see from our text following that it didn't seem to faze Him at all. This wasn't the first time that He had faced opposition, after all. We find Him going along His way as normal with His disciples when a certain blind man catches His eye. What could have been so special about this blind man? We don't know. What set him apart from any other of the many lame, blind, and homeless people that they crossed? The disciples asked what seems to us like kind of a stupid question. They wanted to know, was this some sort of punishment? Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Do you imagine that kind of a question? What if someone came up to you, "Who sinned? What did you do that you have asthma now? What great sin did this person's parents commit that they have cancer that they have to live with?" Now that sounds kind of funny to us, but in their culture, they thought that certain maladies could be traced back to some particular sin in their life or the life of their parents. But Jesus quickly shoots down their idea when He tells them, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. This happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." No, this wasn't a punishment, Jesus pointed out. This was an opportunity for the Son of God to display His compassion and to show the work that He came to do. So Jesus, threatened by an angry mob, escapes. His disciples plague Him with questions from spiritual immaturity. Try putting yourself in that situation. It'd be pretty easy to get frustrated, wouldn't it? "Forget about healing people and doing my Father's work. I'm trying to deal with people close to me that are asking me dumb questions. And people that would just as soon kill me as look at me when I'm teaching them the truth of God's Word." It would almost seem hopeless, wouldn't it? But obviously this was not Christ's response. He says, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." So in spite of any opposition or obstacle, Christ remains focused. He knows that His time on earth is not long, and He came for a specific reason. The work of the kingdom is top priority, no matter what the circumstances. He continued to do His Father's will. That included, ultimately, taking on the burden of your guilt and sin and of mine, and by buying mankind back from the clutches of Satan. That was job number one. So it's obvious that Jesus made good use of time, made every effort in carrying out the work of the kingdom. And more it will become apparent to you just how short your time is here in life, in your temporary body, in your temporary place. I know when you have those times where you're bored, it seems like time will never end. Time just drags on and on. Don't worry, summer will seem that way too. And it would be so easy to get overwhelmed with opposition to God's word and to be fed up with spiritual immaturity. But the time is short, and work while it is day. The night is coming when we cannot work. We don't know when it's coming, but we know for a fact that night is coming. So we can be like that blind man. We know that we are healed by Jesus. We want to run and tell everyone what Jesus has done for us. He has removed our spiritual blindness. We can see the salvation that he has brought to us. Now, each one of us is going to be doing that throughout our whole lives. But I pray that you may listen to God's voice. Is he calling you to do that as your life calling? Maybe he is calling you to be one of the shepherds of his people, or to watch over and take care of and nurture his little lambs. So let us work while it is day, because night is coming when no one can work. Amen.